quite impressive. And rather complicated, doesn't it? Well, it's not that difficult to produce music like this, providing you link a few instruments to a computer via MIDI and use a sequencer to create compositions. It's just a matter of building up tracks, editing notes as you go, until you get a final version that is pleasing to the ear. A few hours before we recorded the intro you just heard, this is what it sounded like. This is part of the main chorus, being played on a Yamaha DX7. We recorded it, via MIDI, on an ST running Steinberg's Pro 24. The chorus was then quantized, or in other words, we used the software to correct timing errors in the recording and deleted any incorrect notes introduced by fumbling fingers. The next step was to write a drum pattern that fitted with the chorus. Rather than use the sequencer in our drum machine, a Kawai R100 for techno buffs who are listening, we put each drum on a separate track, corrected our errors, and mixed the drum tracks together. We only wrote a two-bar pattern of drums for this section. Like all good sequencing software, our program allowed us to loop the two bars as many times as we liked. Then, we set to work on the bass line. We followed the same routine as we used for the main chorus. The bass line was played on a Casio CZ-101, quantized, and edited for fumbles. Before recording the bass line into the ST, we practiced it until it fitted to an accompaniment, which we made by mixing the chorus and drum tracks together and looping them endlessly. This was the result. What you just heard was the chorus line, with the chords from the DX7, the drums, and the bass line all mixed together. Other parts of the finished song were built up in the same way. The verse. And the bridge section. In the recording of the finished version of the song on the other side of this cassette, the music changes key after a while. A key change is very simple to achieve with a sequencer, and key transposition is a technique commonly used by the likes of Stock, Aitken, and Waterman. For example, this, can be changed to this. Are you producing music with your computer? Why not send a demo tape of your work to John Bates at the usual ACE address, 4 Queen Street, Bath, Avon, BA1 1EJ. You never know, we might demo your work on a future cover cassette, and John will be offering tips and hints in future editions of his music column, so send him your problems as well as audio evidence of your triumphs.